Zadanie trzecie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu pierwszego.
Good afternoon, madam. I'm Sergeant Hendricks from Hillside Police Station. I think you saw what happened, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I noticed this woman walking around the shop. First I saw her pick up some rings and bracelets, but then she put them back. After that, she went to look at some creams and other beauty products. When I saw her again, she was walking through the women's wear section. She kept picking things up from the shelves and looking around nervously. I was busy serving customers, so I called our security guard. He stopped the woman just as she was walking out of the shop and asked her to show him what was in her bag. There were two skirts and a pair of denim shorts in it. Suddenly, the woman dropped the bag and ran out of the shop.
I see. Was it you who called us?
No, I just shouted for help. I think it was one of our customers who called you, because she saw the security guard running after the woman.
Well, our police officer stopped the woman outside in the street. We'll take her to the police station.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good afternoon, madam. I'm Sergeant Hendricks from Hillside Police Station. I think you saw what happened, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I noticed this woman walking around the shop. First I saw her pick up some rings and bracelets, but then she put them back. After that, she went to look at some creams and other beauty products. When I saw her again, she was walking through the women's wear section. She kept picking things up from the shelves and looking around nervously. I was busy serving customers, so I called our security guard. He stopped the woman just as she was walking out of the shop and asked her to show him what was in her bag. There were two skirts and a pair of denim shorts in it. Suddenly, the woman dropped the bag and ran out of the shop.
I see. Was it you who called us?
No, I just shouted for help. I think it was one of our customers who called you, because she saw the security guard running after the woman.
Well, our police officer stopped the woman outside in the street. We'll take her to the police station.
Zapoznaj się z treścią zadania do tekstu drugiego.
My name's Julian, and some time ago, my wife and I agreed to live in a castle located in a forest, a long way from anywhere. The people who had bought it offered us free accommodation in the castle in exchange for renovating it. Of course, all the costs were covered by the owners. As you can guess, living there was a great challenge. When we moved in, the castle needed modernization. To make it more comfortable to live in, we started the renovation in the kitchen, where we installed a wood-burning stove, which we used to prepare hot meals. One of the problems was the lack of central heating in the castle, so it was quite cold in the evenings. But fortunately, our bedroom had its own fireplace, so when we lit a fire, the bedroom became nice and warm. There was no electricity either, and that's why every day after sunset, we had to use candles to light the rooms. At one point, my wife talked about moving to a hotel 15 miles away and travelling to the castle every day to continue the renovation project. But in the end, we decided it would be easier if we stayed. Sadly, we weren't able to complete our work. After 2 years, we had to leave the castle because the owners had decided to sell it. But luckily, the new owners continued the renovation, and now it is a beautiful hotel located in the forest. It seems to me that there's nothing better than leaving the noise and crowds of the city behind. Escaping for the weekend to somewhere like that castle, surrounded by peace and quiet, is a perfect option. I can't wait to go back there, this time as a paying guest.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
My name's Julian, and some time ago my wife and I agreed to live in a castle located in a forest, a long way from anywhere. The people who had bought it offered us free accommodation in the castle in exchange for renovating it. Of course, all the costs were covered by the owners. As you can guess, living there was a great challenge. When we moved in, the castle needed modernization. To make it more comfortable to live in, we started the renovation in the kitchen, where we installed a wood-burning stove, which we used to prepare hot meals. One of the problems was the lack of central heating in the castle, so it was quite cold in the evenings. But fortunately, our bedroom had its own fireplace, so when we lit a fire, the bedroom became nice and warm. There was no electricity either, and that's why every day after sunset, we had to use candles to light the rooms. At one point, my wife talked about moving to a hotel 15 miles away and travelling to the castle every day to continue the renovation project. But in the end, we decided it would be easier if we stayed. Sadly, we weren't able to complete our work. After 2 years, we had to leave the castle because the owners had decided to sell it. But luckily, the new owners continued the renovation, and now it is a beautiful hotel located in the forest. It seems to me that there's nothing better than leaving the noise and crowds of the city behind. Escaping for the weekend to somewhere like that castle, surrounded by peace and quiet, is a perfect option. I can't wait to go back there, this time as a paying guest.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.